Dr. Mitchell McKinney is on board with us right now from the University of Akron. He's a professor, communications and director, and founder of Political Communication Institute. And Mitchell, let me ask you this. You watched and paid close attention to all these debates the last couple of months on the GOP side. The former president, Donald Trump, did not participate one time, and it certainly hasn't hurt him here through Iowa and now New Hampshire last night with the voters.
You know, Ryan, good morning. Good to be with you. When we first started, I guess several months ago now, when those debates started and Donald Trump made the decision that he was not going to get on the stage with his opponents or fellow Republicans, we speculated, well, that could be a smart strategy, may not be a smart strategy. Well, as we've seen Donald Trump in terms of his political strategy, a very smart strategy, he was not going to subject himself to the attacks, the taunts from Christie, you know, of late from Nikki Haley. He's in charge. He was not going to be with them, and that's turned out to be, I think, very smart. After last night, this is his nomination. Really, there's no seeming path for Nikki Haley, even heading to South Carolina. I think for all intents and purposes, the nomination is sewed up, we'll see how long she is able, if she even makes it to South Carolina.
With us is Dr. Mitchell McKinney from the University of Akron. Mitchell, you've been in the political arena for a long time, and many people on this show, my political analysts, say they have seen nothing like this in all of their years pertaining to Donald Trump. Give us a view from your window of the resonating factors and what has made Trump followers so loyal. No matter what goes down with a former president, they're still in his corner.
You know, that absolutely right. So we've now seen three cycles, 16, 20, and now we're going through the 24th cycle, that the Republican Party, the Republican base, they've turned to Donald Trump. He's cultivated that appeal to his base. The conservative Republicans, some say the right wing of the Republican Party. I sometimes say, you know, the rock rib Republicans. Those elements there, of course, then evangelical Republican base, again, that Donald Trump has very carefully cultivated that appeal, that following. And they are loyal to him. Last night, Nikki Haley was able to bring in about, I think, out of that New Hampshire primary vote, about 43%. Much of that independence in New Hampshire turning to her, very little. I think I saw as few as maybe 20%, 25% of her vote coming from Republicans. Those folks are Donald Trump supporters. That's why it's so hard for her going forward. There are very few independents in the state of South Carolina, and that's a state that is just designed for Donald Trump in terms of true conservatives, evangelical voters, and so you're absolutely right. He has been able to cultivate that appeal that has been so loyal to him.
With us is Dr. Mitchell McKinney from the University of Akron at WAKR. And Mitchell, we opened up because you and I started getting together with your analysis of the debates. And with that word debate lying on down the road in 2024, Biden and Trump had some very interesting debates a few years back. Will Donald Trump get up on stage with Joe Biden in 2024 and debate, or will he stay steadfast and stay off that stage?
You know, Ray, I'm turning to the possibility, someone who has studied presidential debates for some time. I think we've got the greatest possibility since we initiated presidential candidate debates in our political system, 1960, Kennedy-Nixon. We then resumed in 76, and we've had an unbroken string since then. Now, of course, those debates are not any required feature by law. It's just an institution of candidates agreeing. I think we're looking at the possibility we may break that unbroken cycle of presidential debates this coming fall. I say that because we know that Donald Trump is not a fan. We've seen what he's now done in these primary debates. I don't need them. I don't need that exposure. I don't need to take on my opponents one on one on the debate stage. I can do that. You know, I have a following. I have social media. I have command of other media outlets. And I say also, I don't know that the Democratic opponent nominee, President Biden, will necessarily want to be on the debate stage. And so, because of that, I think we could see that feature of our electoral process, which I think is an important feature and one that aids the public, I think we may see that, could see that go away this fall.
So, Mitchell, with that being said, and indeed if that happens, I think that could work out with both candidates, don't you, with Donald Trump and also to President Joe Biden, who sometimes gets a little tongue-tied up on stage in those type of environments. So that means we could go to status quo come voting time in November.
Well, I think your assessment there with the particular dynamics between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and Joe Biden not the most eloquent speaker.
Yeah.
And we saw 4 years ago, particularly in that first presidential debate, that was just a circus. That Donald Trump's strategy was to try to confound and be subtle, and every time Joe Biden had his opportunity to deliver a response, Donald Trump was interjecting, was talking over, was attacking. And for that reason, I think Joe Biden may want to avoid the debate stage. And so, you know, where does that leave us? Well, I think, one, it's an emblematic of where we may be with our politics, that we've got candidates unwilling to join together, to come together for the voters to present themselves. And also it says, I think, about our politics that the candidates, again, they may feel, hey, I can command my social media, I can command my own. And, you know, we talk about a polarized electorate, and I think the inability for us to carry out candidate debates face-to-face is another representation of that, that we are so divided that candidates will go to their own media, will go to their own voters, and rather than coming together to debate for the aid, for the good of the American public.
Dr. Mitchell McKinney with us, University of Akron this morning, joining us coming out of New Hampshire last night, and both of us looking on down the road for a possible reunion. That's probably not the best word, for a possible rematch between Biden and Trump. Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate the insight. My friend, I'll stay in touch, okay?
Thanks, Ray. Good to be with you.